Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Germany aligns itself fully with the statement by the European Union. Mr. Chairman, thank you for convening us today for the first meeting of the Group of Governmental Experts on Lethal Autonomous Weapons. Germany welcomes this GGE as an opportunity for stocktaking on what has been achieved over the past 3 years of informal deliberations and for an exchange of views on positions among member states. Most importantly, however, we see this as an opportunity for creating a joint understanding on how we want to deal with the question raised by the development and use of future autonomous weapon systems as a community of states. I would like to offer Germany's appreciation and gratitude for the extensive preparatory work done by you, Mr. Chairman, for this first GGE. Your thought-for-thought paper has been of great assistance in identifying many of the most relevant questions for our discussion here in Geneva. We highly welcome the open, inclusive approach you have taken in setting the frame for our deliberations by asking representatives of science, technology, and industry and civil society from many parts of the world to join and share their insights with us. This GGE has been mandated by the high contracting parties to the CCW to, and I quote, explore and agree on possible recommendations on options related to emerging technologies in the area of lethal autonomous weapon systems in the context of the objectives and purposes of the convention. This clearly calls for an operational approach to this GGE going beyond a mere exchange of views. Germany is ready to contribute actively to this process, building on its long-standing commitment, amongst others, as the chair of the 2015 and 2016 expert meetings on laws. Together with France, which has launched the expert meetings in 2014, we have developed a joint position paper, which has been shared with you over the last week. We have submitted our joint proposals with the intention of offering a set of possible concrete results of the GGE process, which we believe all of us could agree upon. While fully respecting the need for stocktaking at the outset of a formal GGE, it is our intention to make sure that some of the valuable substance which previous informal meetings have produced, thanks to the contribution of many of the delegations present today here, gets fed into the current process. At the heart of our proposal is the recommendation for a political declaration, which should affirm that states' parties share the conviction that humans should continue to be able to make ultimate decisions with regard to the use of lethal force and should continue to exert sufficient control over lethal weapons they use. Moreover, states' parties should, in our view, recall that rules of international law, in particular international humanitarian law, are fully applicable to the development and use of laws. Discussing the possibility of an all-encompassing regulation or even ban, as proposed by some states and civil society organizations, is, in our view, premature at this point. These legal questions should be considered at a later stage as the technology of laws evolves. In the understanding that laws do not exist to date, the GGE may try on a preliminary working definition for the purpose of the discussion at the GGE, focusing on fully autonomous lethal weapon systems. We believe that this GGE should consider exploring concrete options for transparency and confidence building. In our view, voluntary measures that could increase confidence between states and enhance compliance with the existing regulation, such as Article 36 of the Additional Protocol, include establishing transparency and facilitating the identification of best practices in conducting weapon reviews for future laws and exchanging information with states on these future systems. Building on a political declaration, we propose that at the next step, we should seek agreement on a code of conduct, providing a politically binding set of rules for the development and use of laws. It is my great pleasure to invite you all to an event which France and Germany will organize together on Wednesday 15th at 1 o'clock in the Maison de la Paix to explain more our position and to get your views on what we are proposing. Finally, Germany is happy to see the discussion on laws taking place within the framework of the CCW. The strong consensus culture of this body, the tradition of close cooperation with military staff, and its open framework allowing for participation of civil society make it the ideal forum for advancing this complex issue. We look forward to constructive discussions, which will hopefully build momentum for continuation of the GGE process in early 2018 and eventually a political declaration as a first result. I thank you, Mr. Chairman.